Now, we're very pleased to welcome from the Space Telescope Science Institute in Washington, D.C., Dr. Maggie Turnbull. Hi, Maggie.
Hello.
Now, Maggie, you've come up with a short list of planets which are within the habitable zone of stars. In other words, just the right distance so they're not too hot and not too cold away from that star. So they're what's called Goldilocks planets, not too hot, not too cold. But how do you look for that kind of thing?
Well, it depends on what exactly you're looking for. If you want to actually try to detect the planets themselves, which is really the hard way to do it, then you have to build a space telescope that is able to somehow block out the light of the star, which is extremely bright, so that you can still see the very, very faint light coming from that tiny little planet.
People have come up with various ways to do that, haven't they, Maggie? I mean, there's some very nice petal-shaped star shade so that you can just blot out the sun and leave the planets around the outside. But other than that, are there any other ways to do it?
Well, the easier way to do it would be if that planet had some sort of intelligent civilization on it that was broadcasting its presence to the universe, and we could just listen for those signals, which is, of course, what the search for extraterrestrial intelligence scientists are trying to do. But that puts the burden of technology on them, so they have to outshine their star, at least at certain frequencies, so that we can see them.